Message number 79. Atrocities of microcrucifixion not revealed to man in the way they should. Saturday, May 7, 2011 at 09:50. My beloved daughter, you must now gather my cross and help me carry it on the journey which I have mapped out for you. My precious daughter, how you have suffered these past few weeks. I allowed this to happen because it has brought you closer to my Sacred Heart. Many souls are called to impart my messages to the world. It will be only through the voluntary purification on the part of the soul that will determine the quality of the discernment. In other words, if the soul I choose to communicate my word to is pure, then the messages will have more impact. They will have a more lasting impression on the soul. They will be full of compassion, yet they will reveal the truth of my teachings in its raw format. I have no time for the niceties expected by man who is conditioned to hear my word in a certain way, in a dumbed-down version. Even my passion, the cross, and the atrocities committed by man at my crucifixion have not been revealed to the world in the way in which they were meant to be. So few of you, my children, understand the appalling treatment of me, your divine Savior, at the hands of man. This treatment of me today, where I am mocked, laughed at, cursed, ignored, and abused, is still evident. My death paved the way to save your souls from eternal damnation. This is still the case. Don't throw away the gift of salvation, for without accepting the truth you cannot be saved. Hear this. I am the truth. I am the key to your salvation. On your deathbed, even if you have ignored me, my teachings, denied my real existence, turn to me and ask for redemption. It is never too late to turn to me and ask me to hold your hand and let me lead you to my Father's heavenly kingdom. But you can only do this while you are alive on this earth. This is your only chance to be offered eternal life. It will be too late afterwards. Your beloved Divine Savior, Jesus Christ.